Is this underseen John Woo film a forgotten classic? Today I'm talking about Heroes Shed No Tears. This is Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Hello, movie friends. Welcome to Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. I am Scott, and today I am talking about Heroes Shed No Tears, which is a Hong Kong action movie from John Woo. From it actually was not recorded, but filmed. Sorry, before Better Tomorrow, which was his Hong Kong breakout movie, at least for his particular style. And this one is interesting. It's, for me, it's a lot like Mel Brooks's The 12 Chairs, for reasons I'll get into, in that it's like, it's just about to figure it out. At least, like, his signature style and everything like that. And also because John Woo finally made another American action movie recently with Silent Night. Thought I'd give this one a go and tell you all about it. So without further ado, let's get started. If you're an action movie junkie like myself, you're already familiar with John Woo. You know his signature elements, including a penchant for melodramatic bullet ballets, slow motion, and all of the doves the film crew can get their hands on. And you're also probably familiar with his Hong Kong films featuring Chow Yun-fat, including his breakout A Better Tomorrow, as well as The Killer and Hard Boiled. But like many directors, Woo seemingly got the kinks out in his signature style in a non-stop action flick pitting mercenaries against drug dealers and warlords called Heroes Shed No Tears. The film centers around a group of mercenaries led by the stalwart warrior Chan Chung, who is hired by the Thai government to capture a powerful warlord and transport him through the Golden Triangle. But the drug lord's gang and a vengeful Vietnamese colonel may make this already dangerous mission near impossible. Heroes Shed No Tears is what I'd loosely call a trying things out kind of movie. It's a bit all over the place for reasons that actually make a lot of sense, but there's moments of the kind of movies that Woo would make in the future. So what's strange about this particular movie? Let's start with tone, because it's a kitchen sink approach to tone. As I indicated before, John Woo typically makes melodramatic movies. Big emotions, big characters, big actions. Big, big, big. All with this combination of stylistic chaos that makes it feel as big as the characters are playing things. So it's really weird to see things like long-form comedy bits that literally end with an explosion, or a bunch of topless ladies in another segment. Really weird for a filmmaker who uses comedy to punctuate action beats, if he does it at all, or keeps his on-screen romance sensual versus exploitation cinema style. Which makes a lot of sense when you learn that a fair number of the bits in the movie, including the sex scenes and the drug bits, weren't shot by Woo, and that Woo basically disavowed this movie after a falling out with the studio. He apparently has claimed he has never seen this. That explains the tonal inconsistency, which prevents the movie from either being another bit of Woo goodness or a proper exploitation movie. It's also just moving from set piece to set piece to set piece. Another problem with this movie is that it is pretty relentless when it comes to action. And let me be clear, I'll never complain about a bunch of action sequences, and some of my favorite movies are essentially extended chase sequences. But you need some kind of added heft to make these scenes really work, other than our lead characters don't want to die. And that's where this movie struggles. There are some very effective scenes, like when Chan decides to intervene to save a French woman from a corrupt military officer, because it reveals character and ups the stakes. There's plot and character purpose there. Whereas a lot of these scenes happen seemingly at random, because it's been about 5 seconds since we've had a fight, and we've got to thin the herd as the movie progresses. The lack of downtime also means that every character is so one-note, it's hard to latch onto anything about them. At one point, we get a glimpse into Chan's backstory, and I was generally thrilled, like, oh, this is who this guy is, great, and then they never do it again. That's not to say there isn't stuff that works, though. What does work is John Woo's chaotic action, and a couple of little touches of things that come back later in his filmography. While we're still a few clicks away from the dual-wielding pistol madness Woo came to popularize, Heroes shows glimpses of the kind of action that Woo would specialize in. In particular, that one-man army versus cannon-fodder enemies approach where everything is being torn up by bullets and explosives, and every goober the baddie throws at the hero dies in slow motion. The opening raid, for instance, is right at home with the finale from A Better Tomorrow 2 from The Scale of Destruction, and feels like a Hong Kong answer to Arnold's Commando. There's also some hints of some of Wu's favorite recurring elements, such as the enemy who respects the hero or has some semblance of values, represented by a local tribe that the colonel sticks on the team, or the mostly cowering woman who shows her mettle when it matters most. Little things that you can tell Wu either consciously or unconsciously cataloged for movies like Hard Boiled later on. The verdict is it's for completionists only. Too messy to recommend, I'd say this one is only for Wu fanatics. 4 out of 10. This has been Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to join our Facebook group, Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie World, for the latest reviews, discussions, and more. See you next time, everybody, and stay safe.